shop? Hey, Pork Chop, would you mind putting on your headphones? I'm gonna write some stuff in my journal, okay?
Little cute snails on deep dog spit. Lots of octopus, you want a mess?
Hey, Pork Chop. Pork Chop, have you seen my journal? Where is it? Over here. There. Under here. Yeah. No. Under there. Did you see it, Pork Chop? No. Oh, I wonder where I put it. Make a check in here. No. It's not here. My journal's not here. Well, that means it must be...
Doug, what on earth are you doing?
My journal. It's lost. You haven't seen it, have you?
If you read it, I'll cream you.
Number one, you are totally stressed out. Number two, no, Doug, I haven't seen your little diary.
Journal! It's a journal, okay? I've got to find my journal.
Doug, you're falling apart in front of my eyes. You need to center. Collect yourself.
Look within.
Huh?
Sleep on it. I'm sure in the morning you'll know what to do.
That was a bad idea. Come on, Pork Chop. I'm gonna retrace my steps back to every place I went yesterday.
Yo, Doug!
Hey,
did you know that you're backwards?
Oh, hey, Skeeter. I lost my journal yesterday, and I'm going back over every step I took.
Cool! Mind if I join you?
Here at the Honker Burger. May I take your breakfast order, please?
Yes, my name is Doug Funny, and I was wondering if anyone found my journal here yesterday?
No, no diary.
It's a journal.
Can I interest you in our Happy Honker special, scrambled beets and beet juice?
Thanks just the same. I'm not hungry. Excuse me, did anyone find a book here yesterday?
Shh. Yes, I can safely say almost everyone found a book here yesterday.
No, I mean, not a library book. It's a personal journal. I mean, personal.
Well, young man, this is all quite interesting, but I haven't seen your diary.
Journal!
Shh. Okay, I haven't seen your journal.
Well... thanks for your help. That's right. I had it with me in school. Skeeter, what if somebody found it? What if they read it?
Relax, man. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Let's face it, guys. My personal life will be all over school.
Hi, Skookie!
I'll bet they're all talking about me.
Did you read the part where Doug thought he was getting his first pimple, but it turned out to be a mosquito bite?
I read that Bunny's afraid of taking the garbage out after dark.
No.
A fraidy cat.
Attention all teachers and pupils. I read that he thinks my ears wiggle when I get mad. Well, we'll see who's wiggling what when I record this on a permanent record. That is all.
Doug, what's the matter? You look ill.
I'm kind of upset. I lost my journal.
Well, don't worry. Someone will find it.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Suppose they read it.
Well, that could be bad. But you know, some of the greatest writers in the world have had their journals published. It's given us our deepest insight into their genius.
Genius?
Mr. Funny, it seems as if you write about people you know.
Why, yes, I like to write about people I know. It gives my work that people I know feeling.
One question.
Doug, you better run along to class now.
Well, maybe it won't be so bad. They'll see my sketches, my unique writing style. They'll know how I feel about... Daddy!
Hey, Doug. What's the matter?
Nothing, I guess, except, well, I can't find my journal.
That's awful, Doug. Aren't you afraid someone will read it and find out all your personal stuff?
Boy, Patty, you sure do know how to hit the nail on the head.
Well, I'll keep my eyes peeled, Doug. I hope you find it. See ya.
Check the library and homeroom. No go, man.
I've got to find that thing now. So I decided to make a flyer, letting everyone in Bluffington know that my journal was totally missing. If it was out there, surely somebody would turn it in. Boy, I'd sure like to write down all the stuff that's been going on since I lost my journal. Maybe this would work. Dear multicolored loose leaf paper, I lost my journal yesterday. Well, that doesn't feel right. Dear toilet paper, it's me, Doug. No, it's just not the same.
Doug, telephone. Sounds like someone found your diary. It's down at the Honker Burger now.
Oh, that's great. Who found it?
Yes, who's calling, please? It's Roger Klotz.
Roger?
How you doing? So, a funny thing happened to me the other day. I found Doug Funny's journal here at the Honker Burger. I'd like to read a few excerpts from it for you now. Today, I thought I grew hair under my arms, but it turned out to be just grass from mowing the yard. Oh, and get a load of this. Dear Journal, don't tell anyone, but I ripped the seat out of my pants yesterday and had to staple it back together. Oh, really? Did you know that Funny is allergic to mustard, but absolutely loves mayonnaise? Yeah, Patty mayonnaise.
Of all people, why did Roger have to find it? Hi, Roger. So, I guess you found my journal, huh?
Yeah, I guess I did.
I guess you know enough secret stuff to blackmail me for the rest of my life, huh?
I guess maybe I do. Then again, maybe I don't.
What do you mean?
Maybe I didn't read your precious little diary.
You didn't read it?
Well,
You had a chance to look at my most personal secrets and really embarrass me and you didn't?
Well,
You could have made me the biggest loser in school, but you...
Put a sock in it, Funny. I would have been glad to read your stupid journal, but I couldn't.
You couldn't?
You call this handwriting? It's nothing but chicken scratches. If I were you, pal, I'd learn how to type fast.
Boy, did I miss you. Dear journal, not diary. Hi, it's me, Doug. Yesterday, I thought you were a goner. I thought I had lost you forever, but you're back, and I'm glad. Let me start at the beginning.
Pork chop. Pork chop. Put that down.